This episode of the Daily Brief podcast is brought to you by 2C Creative, an award-winning agency that crushes it on everything from 360 integrations to live action, design, trailers, and editorial. Hello, I'm Paige Albiniak, editorial director of Promax BDA. In today's episode, Joanna Sutcherman, owner of JLS Media, discusses the art of the personal brand. When people think of corporate brands, they think of companies such as Apple, Starbucks, Pete's Coffee. Just like these companies, you need to build a personal brand to which people have a positive emotional response. Building a strong personal brand allows you to cut through the clutter so that employers will seek you out and want to hire you. In this session, taken from Promax BDA's June conference, Sutcherman provides a set of tools to help you begin this process. Let's hear what she has to say.
I'm very excited to be here today because, as Richard mentioned, I have had the opportunity working as an executive coach and doing executive recruitment to work with a lot of very, very talented people. I've seen many careers grow and flourish, and I have seen some of them stall. And the one consistent thing I have seen with the careers that have stalled is that a lot of those executives have failed to market themselves. Frequently, what they have done is they have let their jobs define their career instead of taking the time to say, okay, how do I want to control the message I want to put out into a very crowded area? So what we're going to go through today is talk about how you can define your personal brand so you can control the message you put out as you build your career. So, obviously, the value of a brand is the most important thing a corporation can have. Last year, corporations spent over $560 billion in brand activation. And that was 60% of the marketing. And that's because what they rely on is that emotional tie, that emotional response, that emotional instinct. So when people hear a brand name, they hear Apple, they hear Starbucks, they hear Pete's, they hear whatever they hear, they know that's what they want. They know that's the better coffee, that's the more reliable product. And they don't think about it. And that's what brings in the business. You want the same thing to happen with your name, that same emotional activation, that same response. I have to hire John because his agency does the best branding. I have to hire Steve because he cuts the best promos. I have to hire Michelle because, you know what, she's the most responsible. She's going to bring us in under budget. Whatever it is, you want to have that emotional response to your name, to your brand. It will help you cut through the clutter. It will define you in the marketplace. This is an incredibly competitive marketplace, as you all know. You need every bit of help you can get. Having a response to you and your name can also help define your future. This will market you in the whole area. So there's the question, right? How do you find your brand voice? It's not easy. It's not an easy process, and it's not a fast process. So what we're going to go through today is a series of exercises. It's a series of bunch of different exercises where I'm going to ask you to start thinking about questions that will help you define your voice. And you're not going to have the answers today. But what these are tools. And these are tools you can take with you when you leave here to start thinking about how you want to activate your brand and how you want to market yourself in this industry. Because if you start now, the sooner you start, the better it is for you. You don't want somebody else defining your career. You want to make sure you define yourself and present yourself in the best way possible. So, as I said, it's a five-step process. The first step is, what do I want to be when I grow up? Elephant's trunk, strengths and weaknesses, target your audience, and market yourself. Okay, here's the first step. What do I want to be when I grow up? A lot of different options. Usually when I work with my clients, they're at a transition point. They're at a point where maybe they're trying to switch from one career to another, or they want to jumpstart their career. Or they're trying to switch things up because now they're trying to go from traditional to digital. Whatever it is. But what they need is an overall mission statement. What is the goal? The question I always ask is, okay, where is it you want to go in 5 years? Once you know where you want to go in 5 years, then we can get you there. So define where it is you want to go. It can be 3 years. It can be 7 years. But start thinking about that goal and where it is you want to go. And think about where your career is now. And the goal can be professional. It can be, I want to do sports marketing. I want to do news marketing. I only want to work for an agency. But the goal can also be personal. I had one client who said, at the end of 5 years, I want to make $5 million. I said, okay, that's very specific. I said, you don't care if you work for a complete jerk. You don't care if you work 80 hours a week. You don't care if they throw things at you. It doesn't matter. I said, no, because I want to retire young. Another person who said, no, you know what? I want to be home at 6 o'clock every night. I want to tuck the kids in. So I'll take a pay cut so that I'm with my family. What is that 5-year goal? And think about the steps you need to take to get there. Then take a look at your brand now. Where your brand is it leading you to that goal? Where is your brand? Is it taking you there? Frequently, there's a disconnect. There's lots of times what happens in your career is you get a job, then you get another job, and you get another job, and that's great. But all these jobs, they're starting to cycle on one another, and they're pointing you in this direction. And that's kind of not the direction you want to go in. You want to go over here. And one day you pick your head up and you're heading down this path. But that's not your 5-year goal. And that's common. But what you want to do as you see that happening is you want to stop it. And that's when you have to start taking control of your brand and say, okay, this is where I want to go. This is how I have to change things. So here's your first exercise. Try connecting the dots. Take a look at your brand now. Where is it leading you? Where is it taking you? Think about where it is you want to go. What part of your brand now do you need to strengthen in order to get there? What part of your brand should you be playing down? So the next one is your elephant's trunk. Assuming you have come up, and you're not going to have the answer perfectly, but assuming you have come up now with, let's say, a 5-year plan, or you have some ideas as to where it is you want to go with what you want to do and what part, how you want to focus your brand next. The next thing you need to think about is your elephant's trunk. And this is the elephant's trunk strategy in marketing, which I assume most people here know. If you don't, it's a common one used in corporations when they're marketing their product, because the elephant, a lot of other animals have big bodies, they have tusks. Only one animal has a trunk, it is the elephant. So when companies market their product, they use this strategy to neutralize the competition. They say, we have everything that other company has, but here's what we have that's different. Here's our unique feature. Here's what makes us stand out, so you don't need that other product. You don't need them because we're unique. We have an elephant's trunk. We have this one thing. So think about this. When you're going out for a job, you have many of the same skills that other people have that will be competing for the job. There'll be 10, 20, 30, 40 other people going out for the same position. And many of you, many skills will overlap. What skills do you have that are different? What is your elephant's trunk? What makes you stand out in your field? In other words, what makes you unique? What is your UVP? And that is not an easy thing to come up with. And frequently when I ask people to identify their UVP, a lot of times what I get back is I get back a canned resume phrase. People will say, I say, what is your UVP? And someone will say, well, I'm a team leader. That's great. But it's not unique. It's not different. I had one client I was working with who's a casting director. And I said, let's work on this. We were working on her UVP. I said, what makes you different? She said, well, I'm a good creative. Great. That's wonderful. But it's not unique. And we kept going back and forth for a while. And finally, she said, well, I don't know if this is it. Maybe it's it. But I'm the number one diversity casting director on the East Coast. Yeah, that's it. Because that's hers. She owns that. That makes her unique. That makes her stand out. No one else can claim that. Think about that for yourself. When you go out, when you present yourself, this can become part of your personal brand. It will be the backbone of your personal brand. What makes you different? What makes you that person when you walk into the office? You are the one with that special skill. That makes you stand out from everybody else. So think about that in relationship to the marketplace, in relationship to everyone you're competing with. Think about that in relationship to your field and also your long-term goal. So at this point, you have a mission statement, sort of. You have a UVP. You have some ideas as to where it is you're going to go. Some thoughts. Again, these are tools you'll take with you. You'll keep working on them. It's not going to happen in 10 minutes that quickly. But this will get you started thinking about these things as you start to control and define your career. Next, this one requires you to be really honest. All these exercises require you to be very honest with yourself. This one is a little bit harder. Strengths and weaknesses. So play to your strengths, strengthen your weaknesses. What does that mean? America is a country, we are very egotistical. We have a tendency when looking at ourselves as executive, we say, okay, I'm really strong here, but I'm really weak here. So I'm going to spend a lot of time and money making myself great here, and then I'll be perfect. It's not going to happen. It's not. Instead of saying, well, I'm strong here, I'm going to neutralize my weaknesses, and I'm going to really focus on just being the best executive I can be here, using these skills, and I'm not going to worry as much about these skills. I'm going to let it go. Because we don't let it go. We don't. We really try. We obsess over this weakness part, trying to make ourselves so perfect, like the bionic executive or something. And it's not going to happen. For example, I can't sing. I am lousy and terrible and hard. It's scary. It's really bad. I could take classes from now until doomsday. I'll eventually become mediocre. Just by value of the 10,000-hour rule, I'll become moderately acceptable. But that's a lot of time and effort and energy spent into making myself instead of saying, okay, you know what? That's not me. That's not who I am. I'm going to spend my time and energy knowing this is what I do. This is what I'm good at. I really should not be doing this because that's not good. I shouldn't be doing a job where I'm required to sing because that's not good. And if that's required, somebody else needs to come in and do that. That's just how it is. So knowing where you're strong, knowing where you're weak helps you figure out your personal brand, helps you figure out how to market yourself and position yourself and say, this is what I should be playing towards. I should be playing towards being this person. You can't be everything to everyone. You can't. It's not possible. It's not doable. Figure out what you should be playing and positioning yourself as. I am the person who is best at this. I am great at this. Knowing it, that's what you're great at. Own it. That's how you should define yourself. Because this is such a competitive area that lots of times when jobs are put in front of people, they just grab them. They go, oh, a job? Grab, 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 grab. Without really thinking and processing, is that the right job? Is that the right fit? Does it really fit my skill sets? Start to market yourself in a way where the jobs you go out for and the jobs that come to you really play to your strengths, instead of just grabbing and going in different areas and different positions. And that's why this one is really tough, because it requires you to be very honest, which is, yes, the exercise of strengths and weaknesses, but talk about your strengths and your weaknesses. So this is hard skills and soft skills. For those who don't know, hard skills are skills you can learn. They are skills like languages, technical programs, computer programs, anything like that. Soft skills are skills you cannot learn, really. Team leader, creative, entrepreneurial. What are your skills? Strengths are easy to come up with. Weaknesses, not as much fun to write down. So everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. You figured that out. You have a sense now of what they are. And the thing is, those will change, especially your hard skills. And that's a good thing to keep in mind if you think about what your five-year plan is, because hard skills change faster than soft skills. If you think about what your five-year goal is, and you know it's a job over here, but you need to know three different computer programs, well, the good thing is that's something that can change. So even knowing, well, in 5 years I want to be over here, but oh, I have to learn all those things, that's okay. So then you know. That's something you have to work on. That's something you have to change, and you can identify that now and start working on that. So you can, and then you'll add that to your hard skills. So that's how this all can work together, so you can make sure you have those skills for that job you eventually want. So the next thing, now you know what it is you want, where you want to go. You know what your skills are, you know what your UVP is. Now you target your audience. Just like any corporation, when they roll out a product, when they know what it's going to be, they know, they build a prototype of that audience. They know whether it's male or female. They know whether it's senior, kids, adults. They know exactly who they're marketing this product to. They know when they would use it. They know what time of day they would use it. And they know why they would use it, exactly what they would use this product for. It is the same for you. You are rolling out your personal brand. You need to know exactly what kind of corporation is this for. Who's it for? Is it for a network? Is it for OTT? Is it for a big company, small company, medium company? Is it for an agency? What kind of company? What is this prototype that you're targeting? Who are they? You need to know who they are. You need to target them. You remember, you can't be everything to everyone. Who are you targeting? What are they like? Where are they based? What do they look like? Think of it this way. The lock is your target audience. The key will be your brand. That's what you need to create. This will help you get there. If you brand yourself to try to reach everyone, you're not reaching anyone. It's too confusing. Who exactly, what companies help fit that five-year plan? What companies fit into that vision that help you get to that five-year plan, whether it's personal or professional? Doesn't matter. But what is the prototype? Learn what they are, create what it is, and once you know what it is, then profile it in real life. Once you have a sense of what that is in theory, roll it out in reality. What are the companies that fit that target? What are the companies that really match what it is that you want to do? Then once you know, you need to learn everything you can about them. Learn what makes them tick. Learn what they are. Learn where they are. Learn also their most pressing issue to date. You have to learn this, because when people hire someone, they hire someone to fix a problem. Remember that. They don't just hire you because you're charming. They don't just hire you because you're funny. They hire you because they have a problem. You need to be the one to fix the problem. It is competitive out there. There will be many other people coming in the door. You need to walk in and position yourself with your brand as the one who says, yes, I can solve your problem. Is the problem creative? Is it trend spotting? Is it branding? I don't know. But you need to walk in and be like, yes, you know what? I have your answer. I'm the one who can fix that problem. Because that's why audiences pay money. When a corporation rolls out a new product, they need to know that that's why the person is buying that product, because they need it. People will buy your time. That's what they're doing. They're buying your creativity. They're buying your time. They're buying your thoughts. They are buying your brand. That's what you have to figure out. Okay, so everyone now has all the pieces. You've got your mission statement. You've got your UVP. You know your strengths and weaknesses. And you have a target audience. Now it is time to market yourself. You've figured it out. These are all the elements that will come together to build your personal brand. So remember, if you're rolling out a new personal brand, it is reliant upon you to educate everyone else. Don't expect people to know you're something new. That's your job, to educate everyone else. You have to teach them. They're not going to know. If you're changing your image, if you're changing how you want people to perceive you, it's your job to educate everyone else. And whatever you do, please Be consistent in your brand messaging. This is across all social media. This is across all verbal and written forms of communication. Do not on Facebook call yourself a promo cutter, and then on LinkedIn call yourself a digital marketing executive, and on Instagram call yourself a sous chef. It's confusing. It doesn't work, because what happens is you're sending a mixed message. And no matter how talented and creative and funny and fabulous you are, you've sent a mixed message. And you're going up against other people who are sending, if they're sending a very clear, specific message that they are a digital marketing executive, yours is confusing. And no matter how good you might be, hiring managers and recruiters could say, well, he's great, but you know, we're scared in 3 months he's gonna go to the Cordon Bleu, so why are we hiring him? So make sure it's consistent. Make sure you're clear. Side note also, remember recruiters and executives do check Facebook, so be careful with your photos. Our final points today are, remember, developing your brand takes time. So you've gotten to start. This is the good thing about today. You are starting. This is a process that, again, will not happen in 5 minutes. These are tools. You can take them with you and start working on this when you leave. And it'll take however long it takes. But give yourself permission to let it take time. Keep your long-term goals in mind. Whatever comes up, other jobs will come up, other things will come up. Oh, try to remember what that five-year plan is. Keep it in mind as you're looking at opportunities. Keep working towards that, whatever that is, whatever your five-year plan is. Identify that UVP, it will help you. It will become the backbone of your personal brand. So you can articulate that and you can stand out from other people. You want to be able to stand out from other people. It is a crowded marketplace. Be honest with yourself. Know your strengths, know your weaknesses. That way you are sending yourself and playing to the job that is right for you. That's what you want to do. Target your audience. Be specific. You can't be everything to everyone. Be specific about where you want to go, and that company should be leading you to your five-year plan. Finally, do it. Just do it. Start taking control of how you want your brand to be now. Don't let your work define you. Start defining where it is you want to go. That will help you tremendously. Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
A big shout out to the sponsors of this episode, our friends at 2C Creative. If you're looking for an award-winning agency to handle all of your creative needs, from 360 integrations to live action, design, trailers, and editorial, head to www.2c.tv. Paige Albiniak is editorial director of ProMax BDA. LaFern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast and senior producer at ProMax BDA. Video helper provided the music. Digital producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and social media coordinator Kristen Craik contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A, follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack, follow ProMax BDA at ProMax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. Subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.